John chapter 9. And as he left there, they saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, It was neither this man who sinned nor his parents, but it happened so that the works of God would be made known in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is daylight. There is a night season coming when no one will be able to work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said this, he spit on the ground, made mud with the spittle, smeared the mud on the blind man's eyes, and said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpreted, sent. He therefore went away, washed, and came back seeing. Then the neighbors, the ones who had seen him before and knew that he was blind, said, Isn't this the one who sat and begged? Others said, It is he. And others said, No, but he looks like him. He himself said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, How then did you receive your eyesight? He answered, The man who is called Jesus made mud, smeared it on my eyes, and said to me, Go to Siloam and wash. So I went there and washed, and I received my eyesight. And they said to him, Where is he? He said, I don't know. They then brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now the day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes was the Sabbath. Then the Pharisees also asked him to repeat how he received his eyesight. And he said to them, He put mud on my eyes, I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he doesn't keep the Sabbath. But others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was division among them. Then they said to the blind man again, What do you say about him, since it was your eyes he opened? And he said, He is a prophet. The Jews, however, did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and had received his eyesight, until they called the parents of the one who had received his sight. So they asked them, saying, Is this your son, whom you say was born blind? How is it, then, that he can see now? His parents answered and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he can see now, we don't know. Or who opened his eyes, we also don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself. His parents said these things because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged Jesus to be the Anointed One, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, He is of age. Ask him. So they called him who was blind a second time, and said to him, Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. He therefore answered, Whether or not he is a sinner, I don't know. The one thing I do know is that although I once was blind, now I see. Therefore they said to him, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I just told you, and you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we don't know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, Why, this is incredible that you don't know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God doesn't hear sinners, but if anyone fears God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has never been heard of that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. Unless this man were from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, You were completely born in sin, and you are teaching us? And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, So finding him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "And who is he, Lord, so that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "He is the one whom you both see and who is speaking to you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "I came into this world to bring about this judicial verdict, that those who don't see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." This is the end of John, chapter 9. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.